Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to a rainy day, but an important day. Certainly on this Thursday, November 20th edition of the show. 1 week from today, we'll be eating that turkey. That's right. 1 week from today, we'll be on that couch getting ready to eat a golden turkey. Then I'm going to take that nap. It's 1 week out. We're 1 week out from Thanksgiving, folks. It's kind of crazy to believe. There she is. I'm going to cook. I'm going to cook her. We may deep fry her this year.
Oh, my brother-in-law does that. Go outside. He just got that dipper.
You need to have a family member or a pastor that can deep fry your turkey. Because let me just tell you about that meat when it's been deep fried. Juicy. John Martin's always juicy. Always got something juicy to say. We'll squeeze him today and get the juices. I'm sure he's got plenty. This is a day, ladies and gentlemen. Memphis plays the number one team in the country. Let us rejoice. I sense some hesitation among my co-workers. On the rejoicing part, seems like folks are a little scared today.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll save the rejoicing for the final.
Rejoice for the opportunity to take on the best.
See, this is like more like a sermon. All right, we're about to play some basketball, and then we're a 15-point underdog.
A sermon is what Penny is going to give them, as we know, before the game.
He might. He may. He's going to need to. All right. There's going to need to be some Pentecostal catching of the Holy Spirit. Okay, in that mug, to have a chance against the best KenPom team, one of the, I think, top five KenPom offenses of all time.
Good grief.
I mean, it's that good. And the fact that they went into Alabama and beat Alabama looks even better after what they did last night, basically on the road at Illinois. Mm-hmm. It was in the United Center, but basically it was a road game. Yeah, I mean, it is an opportunity, but they're going to have their work cut out for them. The number one offense in KenPom. offensive rating of 128.3. So, there you have it.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, Joe. I'm going to hand you off to Jeffrey Wright.
I think that's kind
thank
of
thank you,
the,
John, for the breakdown.
Well,
there's no chance in it. Like, of course, that's the most obvious thing you'd say about the game. I do appreciate, though, that this is an historic offense, you drop in again. We squeeze John, and we get the juice.
I spoke
that
to
we need to
Trey Kaufman Wren on Field 68 last year during the tournament, and he's a very fascinating individual. He's no nonsense, that's the problem for Memphis. I will tell you, there's one interesting development about this game, though. We'll get to it here in just a moment.
There we go.
There is one interesting development that I think could means something for Memphis and their chances. But you know, I'll leave it up to you all to figure out. Drew Hill is he just had a baby, Harper Hill.
Of course.
So he's not going to join us today.
Congrats again to him.
Yes, he's not going to be with us today. Obviously, that first week is, especially when you go from 0 to 1, is a complete whirlwind. And so we're going to give him the week off.
We give him 6 weeks, aren't we? I thought that was policy.
Unless he is an Odyssey employee.
Part-time.
He's a part-time employee. Again, I don't know if they get full-time benefits. I think that is one of the benefits of being a full-time employee, right?
He's a gamer. We'll have him next week.
Yeah, next week he'll be back. But this week he will not be with us. And I told him, hey, man, take all the time you need.
Amen.
No worries at all. So he will not be with us today. We will talk about the Grizzlies nobly, I think, in his absence. No worries. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Dan Wolkin from Yahoo Sports. We'll ask him when Lane Kiffin is leaving and where is he going?
Lane train.
Where is that train headed for? Does it park in Oxford? Some have predicted it does. Does it park to head to Florida? Some have predicted it will. Or does it head south? To Baton Rouge. So many options. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken the Amtrak to Chicago or New Orleans? That's the one from Memphis. That's the trip everybody talks about.
I did New Orleans one time, yeah.
I saw somebody on TikTok post a video of taking the train. I can't remember if it was to Chicago. I think it was Chicago. And it looked like a lot of fun. I ain't going to lie to you. I've never done the train, but it seems like something, you know, someday with the family.
Did it back in college. Never did it again. That was enough for me.
Oh, you did do it once, though. All right. And you live to tell the tale.
Yeah, it's just a little slow for me. That's the
it
issue.
Is a very
all,
slow.
All the stops. Again, right. If you've got the time.
Right.
You won't take the scenic
route. But you'd rather just get there.
It's 10 and a half hours.
That is a long time.
It takes too long.
It's a pain.
That's my issue. I like a
flight. Because a flight is probably what, all told, you know, 4 hours you're there.
Could right? probably drive it 8 if you get into it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. You take it for the scenic route. You take it for the, you know, experience of being on a train.
Yeah, take the family.
But we'll see where the Lane train ultimately winds up. Dan Wilkins is going to join us at 12:25, and we'll figure that out. Then at 1:25, Bennett Doyle will join us. We'll talk about the Memphis-Purdue matchup, Grizz-Kings.
Oh, it's a must-win tonight.
Yes.
This does feel like the...
I know Jaren's doubtful, but come
right.
on. You at home?
We're favored.
This feels like the inflection point. I don't have any reason to, you know, nobody's told me this, but it feels like if it's a game that the Grizzlies lose, you know,
yep.
I don't want to say a change would be made, but it would be like, I feel like the spark maybe.
Is this a coward special? We'll ask Bennett Doyle.
Mm. Yeah. I'd love for it to be, but he's already on a minutes restriction.
That, of course he is.
So you got to let him play 30. How many one options do you have now?
Everyone's on a minute
restriction. No Joff. They're both not.
Silly.
And Jaren is doubtful, right? Which usually, of course, means, and we have to go through each time, out.
Yeah, Cedric Howard only played 25 minutes last game. That's not nothing, but it's not, you know, 30
plus.
Oh, no,
he's on that minutes restriction because he was on the injury list a couple of games ago.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. So as much as I'd like to believe it, you know, both he and Edie are on minutes restrictions. Now, the Kings do not have Sabonis tonight, it sounds like. Mm. He'll be out, which gives you a chance. But
Your boy coming back, though, Keegan?
Keegan Murray,
I think his debut might be possible tonight.
Yeah, it does feel like it's yet another game the Grizzlies lose. But we'll talk to Bennett about all of it.
We're favored. We're favored.
125. Yeah. The Grizz are favored. But that number is going to come down, I think. We'll see. So that is the show today. Big day of Memphis Hoops. Hoop City is... Look, we're battered. You know, this city's going to hell. Hoop City is.
We're about to see if it's still got a pulse.
It's turned into Gotham.
Rise up.
It's turned into Gotham.
Rise up.
I can't do the rise up today. I got to be honest. I can't.
Penny will be doing that about
I'm rising
4
up today.
O'clock.
I can't do it, man. 15-point dogs against Purdue, and it's the lowly Kings coming in here. You know, I just can't do it today. But... there's no doubt the inmates are running the asylum right now in Gotham, and we need Batman. I don't know who that is, but we need Batman to save us. Let's do a little thing we call over-under.
Ladies and gentlemen, as John just laid out, it is the 1-2 Memphis Tigers basketball team and the 4-0 number one ranked Purdue Boilermakers tonight on CBS Sports Network. It's at 5 o'clock. Maybe I should get the Batman theme or something. I don't know. Here we go.
It's, It's the one side in the air.
I felt the way that John felt before Sunday's game against Memphis about my beloved Running Rebels. And yet they came in and they said, we are about to rise up on their ass. So tonight, Memphis has a chance at Baja Mar in the Coliseum to make history with a margin of defeat for the Memphis Tigers listed at 15.
I don't know if history's on the line. I think that was a little far, but
well voiced.
Thank you.
Because they've already beaten a number one team. Right?
I'm channeling my Jason Smith here.
Houston did it. They beat Houston 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no question. We need a hero tonight. Now maybe it's Penny. Maybe it's Doug McDaniel. Maybe it's Sincere Parker. Maybe it could be him. Well, the only interesting thing about this game in terms of the pregame is that this number opened at 14.5. It then got bet up to 16.5. But after it touched 16.5, everybody started to get interested in Memphis again. And so now the number has settled market-wide at about 15. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot, but it does mean that there's at least some resistance to a complete and total undressing of the University of Memphis tonight by Purdue. The problem I'm having is how will Memphis have success in this game on either side of the floor? I think that's I'm hitting a mental block on that. Like, you know, because Purdue has three bigs they rotate in that are all absolutely massive. Trey Kaufman, Wren, Oscar Clough, Jacobson off the bench. They have an All-American point guard. They have a guy in Fletcher Lawyer who's shooting 45% from three. I just don't know what the route of success is for Memphis, and that's why it's hard for me to believe in this neutral court that they'll be able to find enough to stay competitive. You know, it doesn't feel like there's much evidence there other than trust Penny.
I'm not here to make a case that Memphis is going to win this game or particularly to cover. I know that's the nature of the over-under here. I will say, Purdue doesn't force turnovers, and the Tigers, so far at least, have been solid at taking care of the ball. You have to play the cleanest game ever. It's hard to do with this many new guys.
Yep.
But Doug McDaniel, who when they have turned it over, has been at the center of that.
Yep.
He's got to play a clean game, you know, tonight. And again, you're doing it against All-Americans. Like, these dudes are competitors. I would think the Doug McDaniels. I know what Thedford and those guys are going to bring, but I'm talking about the ones that you haven't seen. The Zach Davises, the ones we've sort of been questioning, man, yeah, they check out pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Sincere, don't know if that was a coaching issue or what, but those minutes were low for him despite the fact that he was making some shots in that loss to UNLV. You know, that's – we said it yesterday. It's really not about trying to keep this thing close or whatever else. It's just trying to find out how many guys you got in the tank with you. That's all it is.
Yep.
In the foxhole.
Yep.
You know, Penny talked about, again, that's, we said it yesterday, but this is what needs to happen. Talk about having two guys after the UNLV loss, Thedford and Majot.
Yep.
He's basically pointing the finger at the guys he's paying the money to and saying, where you at? So that's what we got to see tonight. You'd figured it would happen against the number one team in the country. Yeah. Okay, NIL doesn't motivate you, whatever else, can't get the effort. Surely playing top team in the country does. You're on, what, CBS Sports Tonight? Is this CBS Sports Tonight?
Yeah, CBS Sports.
Yeah. Thank you. I forgot that great voice that we had, voiceover. Yeah, man. You know what? I've talked myself into it. John told us earlier this week, Penny don't get blown out.
He doesn't. But he kind of did against UNLV.
Now, you said Goliath going to win this time, but I'm going to go under. I'm going to go Memphis covers here.
All right, Memphis covers. The closest thing I would say, to the situation that this Memphis team has been in, I'm going to take you back to 2021-22. They had lost four in a row. They had lost to Iowa State at the Barclays in Brooklyn. They had lost at Georgia. They had lost at Ole Miss, and then they had inauspiciously, lost to Murray State at home. Remember that one?
Yeah.
December 10th, 2021. And the very next game that was waiting was number 6 ranked Alabama. J.D. Davison, Nate Oates, your coach, Nate Oates, I believe this was in the midst of your campaigning for him to win Coach of the Year in the SEC.
My coaches are Penny Hardaway and Ryan Silverfield until further notice.
That is fair. And Memphis was like a 5-point underdog at home, and they won by 14. And it kind of saved their season. They did go on to lose to Tulane, but they beat Houston at Houston. They beat Houston here in Memphis. And obviously, you know, they went on to, you know, the NCAA tournament where they were winning at half against Gonzaga. Key difference, that team had Jalen Duren.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if you guys have watched him lately. Jalen Duren is an absolute monster in the NBA.
Talked about him.
Monster.
Yeah. He's playing all-star level right now.
Also had DeAndre Williams, also had Lester Quinones. Had a lot of talent, actually, when you look back at it. Mm. So I think that, you know, that's a key. But I'm just saying that Penny has been in a situation much like this one, when everybody thought the season was over, everybody thought the season was dead, you lose to Murray State at home, how the hell are you going to beat number 6 ranked Alabama?
Yeah.
And they did. Now, again, another distinction. That game was in FedEx Forum. It was not neutral. It was not in Tuscaloosa. But there's a reason why, you know, I have come on here and declared Memphis completely dead in this game, because I do think there is something from a DNA perspective with Penny Hardaway coach teams that does keep them alive. You know, again, what is it exactly? I don't know, but it's there. And I'd like to believe it's there. If Purdue puts it out tonight, we'll have to readjust this discussion. But I'm going to say Purdue covers, because my eyes tell me, you know, that's just what's going to happen. But I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that DNA, that fighter DNA that Penny always has and has had, will compel this group, you know, to come together. That's what we're waiting on.
Yep.
We're waiting on this team to come together.
Side note, you mentioned Jalen Duren. Naquan Tomlin the other night on Knicks with the Grizzlies, it stuck up to me. The guy's
Naquan Tomlin's a good player. Naquan Tomlin's another good one that they had.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Did I say Knicks? Yeah.
He was going against Jabari
Cleveland,
last night.
Beg your pardon. Yeah, that's right, Jason. But it stuck out to me when I was watching the basketball game. I'm like, and that's only 2 years ago with that Tiger Rod. Like, Penny historically has been a good identifier of talent.
Well,
like, he really has.
Yeah. I think this
And we're not working with the same budget, possibly, but you get my point, relatively speaking.
I think the rules of the game absolutely flipped on him this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in the Naquan Tomlin era, even last year, I mean, I talk about this all the time. There was a Power Four coach. I talked to a Power Four coach this year who said that his NIL budget is $6.3 million.
Jesus.
And that's bottoms.
Yeah, that's the low of that, whatever league that is you're speaking to.
That's
bottoms
of that league.
That's crazy.
Memphis is probably around 5. I mean, I think that
still sounds healthy, though.
I mean, it's not bad. I'm not trying to, like, you know, because here's the thing. Kentucky spent $22 million, and they looked like ass against Michigan State.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you know, it's possible, you know, to spend a lot of money and still look bad.
Right.
But it's also possible to not spend a lot of money and look bad.
Yeah, or so, piss it away in the wrong spot easily.
Yeah. So do I think Memphis spent their money well this year? I do not. Yeah. I certainly do not. That does not mean that they can't still come together and make something of this season. You just got to find the best 5. I don't know who that is. I mean, I guess.
Bedford.
I would say, like, all right, Jason, you're coaching Memphis. Congratulations, and you're in charge of setting the lineup. Who's your 5?
You said it. Now I'll tell you what I think. It's your question.
Based on merit, like what I think the merit and like what I think the ultimately best lineup would be are two different things, but I'm going to go on like what I have today. I can't project. I can't tell the future. I'm just going to go on who's giving me what today. It would be Doug.
Yep.
It would be Thedford.
Yep.
Or it would be Curtis Givens, then Thedford, Ashton, and Majok.
I think you got it.
I'd like to put a Quante Berry in there, you know, but I really can't take out Curtis right now because he's at least giving me some scoring punch.
Yeah.
He's double figures.
Ashton wasn't in. Did you say Ashton?
Ashton's in there. Yeah. Ashton's at the 4. But again, like, Aaron Bradshaw is killing me right now because I have to put Ashton in there.
Yeah.
I'm putting out the 5 guys that showed me the most in practice after UNLV. I don't give a damn about Doug at any point. My point is, if I'm Penny, I don't care about NIL or anything else. I've got to send a message to guys how serious I am. What other way do you have to motivate guys?
I agree.
Especially when he's already at this point. And so I'll start whoever I have to in terms of to send a message, because you know what, John? I'm going to pull them 2, 3, 4 minutes in anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. So use the start
right.
to send a message That's what I would do. And again, it, you know, Doug, that's the one thing about that second exhibition. It was weird.
It was weird. He kind of, like,
because Arkansas,
never showed up.
He was locked in. We said, yep. But this might be a little Kendrick Davis out
absolutely.
Of here.
Yes, we
you know
were
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you didn't, all of a sudden, it was gone in that second game.
Weird.
And I didn't see it against UNLV, too. It was gone.
They got physical with him.
And I think Penny didn't see it either. What'd they go? What'd he go? 1-10 or whatever it was? I mean, it was a bad game for him. They can't afford that.
Right.
And frankly, you've got to have more out of him. Maybe the way to do it is to send a message. Maybe you're already back on the same page and you saw that in practice from him.
Yeah.
But you've got to send – what other way do you have to send a message in the NIL era?
No,
you know?
The start
means nothing in a way, but maybe it can in this way since we're focusing on it. Maybe Penny can sort of strategically use it to have some guys step up, sure, reward Thedford and the guys that have, but then also to send the message to Doug, to Zach Davis, to all of them that think they're just supposed, if this is the case, and he certainly seemed to indicate it, that think they're just, you know, that it's their right to be out there no matter the effort. Like, that's been the issue so far. So go that way. Again, Ken Pom's with me on the under here. He's got it still a 12-point game.
Yep.
I'm going with Ken Pom. Just keep it within single digits if you can. But, yeah, let's go under. What was it, 15?
Yep.
We can do it.
15.
David versus Goliath.
Let's go to our hometown Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Favored at home, FedEx Forum, 6:30 pregame with Jessica Benson here. And the call, 7 o'clock, the great Eric Hasseltine. You will feel the game through Eric's voice. If there's displeasure, you will feel it. He will be quick on calls, and he will call out team. But we hope not tonight. We hope he's calling positively for the Grizzlies, that Jaren Jackson is locked in. We will not have Ja Morant. Some people are still like, it was Ja. No, would they say 2 weeks for Ja? Minutes restrictions for several players. Margin of victory for your Memphis Grizzlies tonight on 92.9. 2.5 versus the Kings.
Hard to trust anything with the Grizzlies right now. I'm going to say under. The Kings are bad as well, but I think they look at this Grizzlies situation as blood in the water.
They're as desperate as you
are. Yeah, and I think they look at this situation like, all right, Cedric Howard's on a minutes restriction. Zach Edey's on a minutes restriction. There's no point guard. Jaren's not playing. As bad as Jaren has been, Jaren's not playing. So, like, you have no talent. Like, you have no talent tonight, and as bad as the Kings have been, and they have truly been bad, like, they actually do have real NBA players on their team. They have Zach LaVine. They have DeMar DeRozan. You mentioned it. Keegan Murray might be coming back. You know, Russell Westbrook, who had a triple-double against the Grizzlies. Dennis Schroeder, Keon Ellis, your boy Malik Monk. Kings win this game outright. And I wonder what that will mean, if anything, for Thomas Isolo, because this is a 3-12 team coming in here. Now,
means you better lift those minutes restrictions.
Well, that
is seems
true.
Like a win matters more than
the
usual regulars. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but it doesn't
certainly
seem like they will.
Certainly
do it.
On Coward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he hasn't been on the injury report since, right? I mean, that's he showed up. We're on the minutes restriction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time to lift it, especially in this opportunity for him where you don't have a closer out there.
Yeah.
Heck, Jaren couldn't close it the other night. Cedric Coward made the last bucket with, what, 3 minutes left?
If you told me that he was playing with no restrictions, I would feel pretty differently about it because at least, all right, that's where they're going to go tonight.
Well, I think you touched on something. For Isolo right now, man, just to get a grip on this thing.
Yeah.
You know, you've lost 9 of 10.
Yeah.
You got to keep that roster as engaged and locked in as you can, or believing as much as you can before they start to think this thing's over. I'm just saying, if tonight ain't the night to lift the minutes restriction when he hadn't been on the injury report the last couple of games at least, well, I don't know when you're going to wait till.
This is what Isolo said 2 nights ago, according to Michael Cole. It's more so planning because the minutes restriction with both guys starting is obviously something that you have to take into account, that you have coherent lineups right there, then try to maximize the minutes that they get, and they get it in lineups where they can be effective. So it doesn't sound like a lifting of the minutes restriction is imminent here for either of those guys. So I don't know. Maybe the Grizzlies are comfortable with losing, right? Maybe they don't care really at this point. Because we talked about the lottery implications and things like that.
I think it says a lot about what they think about winning right now.
Yeah.
If particularly with Coward, if that's still the case tonight.
Yeah. So I'd love to believe that the Grizzlies can do this. I mean, there was a moment maybe last week or 2 weeks ago when the Mavs came to town, and it was like a similar game like this when it was like you have to win this game to just get the world back on track in Grizzland, but Ja was playing and Jaren was playing. It was a very different set of circumstances. You don't have that right now. So it's just hard for me to trust a lineup that's going to be like Vince Williams. You're going to see a lot of Conchar tonight. You know, is Gigi going to play? Like, I just don't trust anything with the Grizzlies at this current moment. And the Kings have credible NBA players right now. The Grizzlies with this current lineup don't have that many. So I will take the Kings outright. It's going to be a tough day in Hoop City. That's what I would, you know, that's what I fear. That's going to be one of those games, where those nights we come in tomorrow and we got the Thrillers Gone going again.
Grizzlies are going to win this game. They have to. Frankly, I'm kind of excited to see Cedric Cowher get, whether it's 25 minutes or not, you're going to get 20 shots. You're going to get 20. You should. That should be the plan.
What
tonight should be about, if we're just going to throw this season away already, well, let's see if this dude can do it. Let's see if you can build it around him. Let's see if you can make him the star for a night and he can carry a team. Why not?
Right on.
What else you got to lose?
Why not?
He's got Zach Edey back, so at least on the boards, you know you can, you know, you're covered in a way that you weren't before his return. I just think, even if it's not minutes restriction, you decide to stick to the script. I wouldn't say that's a bad move. You're in it for his whole career. If that's the way you want to play it, sure. But he is number one option all day, all night tonight. And if I'm Vince Williams or anybody else, I'm getting that dude the ball. Because he is the one that showed the highest ceiling of anybody this season so far. And if you're the Grizzlies organizationally, you why not take this opportunity with Ja and Jaren off the floor to see what you've got in terms of can a guy like this carry you, right? Draymond just compared him to Kawhi. Let's give him an early crack at it.
Yep.
Give him all the shots tonight. That's what I would do.
Maybe we'll get two in a row. If you get the Kings tonight, miraculously, and I'm kind of with you, John, I've been pessimistic just based on my eyeballs, but you got Saturday against the Mavs. We're doing a watch party, by the way, at the Slider Inn. If you'd like to slide over there, it's the downtown location Saturday night. It'd be nice to get a win tonight. Maybe you get Saturday night to get a couple going here.
Give me over 30 piece for the young man tonight.
What kind of drink specials?
Michelob Ultra will be the special. We had them for, I think we had $2 Mick Ultras is what we did when we were over in Collierville for the last watch party. So, but I'm sure it'll be around Michelob Ultra. And you like Ultra, right?
I love Ultra. Yeah. I would offer $1 Everclear.
That might help the game a little more.
And you know, of course, that's just straight grain alcohol, right?
You know, at halftime, we're going to assess how the Mavericks are looking, and then maybe at the Slider Inn, I'll start giving. We'll switch from Michelob Ultra to Everclear.
I can't, I really can't believe people, like, nobody buys Everclear. When I was a kid, when I was 13, it was a thing, right?
It was.
Like,
we
got our hands on a bottle of Everclear, and we'd all try to do a shot.
Oh, buddy.
But, you really can't. I mean,
you can't shoot it. You'll die.
It's straight poison. So what do people use it for? There's no way you drink it. I don't know.
I think you have to have heavy diluted whatever you put in that thing.
Yeah, man. That is straight alcohol.
Jägermeister I've had a tough time with in my career. Like 20 years ago when I moved here, we used to do those Peabody rooftop parties. And the after party was down low over there by, it's that Brazilian steakhouse now. But it used to be, there used to be like a club there.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the Jägermeister, that didn't treat me right either.
No, man.
It was rough. Hopefully we get...
But drink responsibly, but...
Be careful.
Obviously, you can if you're watching the Grizzlies. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, I mean, I hope you guys are right that they win it, because obviously the team needs it for morale. Because if they don't win this game, then it's the bottom probably falls out.
So that's the Grizzlies. Let's go to the coaching carousel here in the Lane Kiffin saga. Playoff games. You got the Big Egg Bowl next week, by the way. So a lot of distractions going into this Mississippi State game. Playoff games, though, that we anticipate for Coach Kiffin, 0.5.
I'm saying under. I think he's gone. And I think Ole Miss will not let him coach the I don't think, you know, maybe he'll want to because he feels like he owes to the team or whatever the case may be, but I don't think his new school will want him coaching that playoff game because they'll want him to build that roster. And frankly, I don't think Ole Miss will want him around the program anymore after he leaves. So I just think it's one of those things where it's unfortunate. The timing of it is bad, and the fact that the team is in the race here is a bad look. And obviously people will make their decisions about how they feel about that. But if he's gone, he ain't coaching no playoff game. Like that ain't happening. They're not gonna let him do it.
Just his whole act in the teleconference yesterday, I know they were asking him specifically about if he expected to coach at Mississippi State, but for him to play like, what, huh?
Right.
What's going on? What do you know that I don't know? It was just silly.
Very bizarre.
And again, it makes me think he's checked out in terms of, you know, not worrying so much about, you know, what anybody's thinking at this point. Particularly, again, he has not been pushed on the visits by his family. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, everybody, you know, which makes it so obvious that you're shopping. And so I'm with John that he's out of there. And if I'm Ole Miss, I'm rallying around that fact, you know, that the guy left us. You've got capable people in there. And it's certainly folks that are maybe asking to replace him. I'm assuming at this point with where he's raised it to, they're going to go after some high-profile candidate. But maybe it's right there from within. But my point is, listen, you use that as a rallying cry. You're right. He won't coach a playoff game for Ole Miss. I think Lane's out of there. Times he's a nomad, and he stayed here longer than he's usually stayed at the other places. I think longer than he stayed anywhere else, isn't it? Looked like it to me.
Yep.
He's out of there.
Wow. New coaches in the American next year in our beloved conference.
Real quick, by the way, if Ole Miss is able to keep him through this, one of the biggest coaching carousels ever, like the hottest candidate, wow, what does it say about that program?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they're able to keep him, just on the other side, if he does stay, what to keep Lane Kiffin, who was the hottest hottest name in everybody's mouth in terms of with all these open jobs, Florida, LSU, Penn State, and Ole Miss kept Lane Kiffin. They all could have had his pick. That says a hell of a lot about where Ole Miss stands in this day and age and the power of SEC, let's be honest.
Everybody's bringing up the Al Davis quote on Kiffin because of this weirdness reason. If it were somebody other than Kiffin, do we think it could be possible to stay at Ole Miss and really just continue to soak and reap what you've sowed here? I know it's Kiffin's talent that has got him.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's somebody other than Lane Kiffin, they're probably not in this position.
Yeah, you're not winning at this level. You know, you take the talent with the skittishness.
I think there's no
you're right.
You can't compromise.
You're right.
You can't just take on the negative, right, and say, well, if the
there are some saying this isn't about money, that Ole Miss could get to that number.
Well, it's obviously not about money in my view. It's obviously about something else. It's obviously about he has some desire to, you know, either leave because he feels like he topped out or chase this grail at Florida or LSU. And I think LSU is a better job than Florida. Let me be clear about that.
I think that's right.
But it does feel like he is headed to Florida right now. But we'll see. But yeah, I think, you know, that's the thing. The reason why Ole Miss is where it's at is because Lane Kiffin is Lane Kiffin. And you just have to take the good with the bad in that situation. He's obviously a great evaluator and recruiter of talent. But yeah, he's got a wandering eye. I mean, it is what it is. And who would have ever even considered, Jason, when he took that job, that it could ever be even considered a spot where he would stay for?
I don't think he ever thought about staying there forever.
So
I mean, he's not from Mississippi.
He has no ties. Like, he's, you know, jobs have come open, and I mean, Napier was hired 3 years ago at Florida. You know, that could have been Lane then. I mean, so the fact that it's lasted as long as it has, I think, is, you know, beyond anybody's wildest expectations when he took the job. So, and I think Ole Miss is going to be fine. Like, I think Ole Miss can hire somebody good. I think they can give him money. They've clearly shown that they have a brand there, and it's I don't even know if merit based is the word. It's just kind of like, what do you bring to the table industry now? It's like, if you're willing to come to the table with a bunch of money and outdo other people, then you can. It doesn't matter what the name of the school is. It doesn't matter what the history is. Maybe on the margins, it might be a little easier at LSU or Florida. I at the margins, but point being is that Ole Miss didn't have to go. They don't have to fade into anonymity like Memphis basketball did when Cal left. Right, like they can be right back because they care and because they're going to spend the money.
Who's Ole Miss going to get?
That I don't know. I mean, I haven't really put much thought into that. You know, but I think because they offer money, they'll be able to get a sitting head coach. You know, they don't have to go. I don't think they'll have to go Group of Five. They can get a sitting power coach. You know, they could. I don't know who the fit is or whatever, if it's a Clark Lee type or somebody like that.
That's a good mention.
But you know, I think it's somebody like that, somebody along those lines. Yeah. They can get a good coach who's had some success, who sees that Ole Miss job not as, oh man, I can't go there and win, which is what you used to say, but now it's, oh, I can go there and I got money. I got monies, and they're coming off a playoff appearance. Real momentum. You know, much like when Memphis football hired Ryan Silverfield. Real momentum.
You don't just think they'll promote Pete?
They could.
Pete Golden.
They could. Oh, they could. Yeah. I mean, if that's the direction they want to go, they certainly that has there's mixed results with that.
Why do we think Summerall turned down that interview? Y'all see those reports?
I saw that report on Summerall too. Florida, he's out. He just says he's not going.
Well, does he know?
He must.
He knows maybe Lane's in the driver's seat.
He must. Yeah. I mean, I don't see any other reason why you wouldn't. Because even just to, you know, turn the pressure on Auburn, right? Like, why would you not do that if you're Summerall, unless you absolutely already know that they've made a decision and it's done? I mean, I think that's kind of everything is lining up. That's why it's like Lane's not moving like somebody's come back. Like you said, he's trying to play dumb about, oh, what do you know that I don't?
Summerall, everybody's got him hooked to Auburn because he's from, what, Alabama, but they've got him listed as one of the candidates too. Sporting News does for Ole Miss.
Wow.
Once Lane leaves. So I wonder, I mean, he's going to have some choices here, it feels like, or at least the ability to play one off the other. Right. So do you commit? Maybe he's already committed. Maybe that's part of the reason why you turned down it's not just you know what's going to happen at Florida. You know what's.
He knows where he's going.
Exactly.
And it ain't there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess these guys line that up.
Keeping your team together through that. You know,
it's tough. I mean, they're picked in the they're a 12th seed right now, right? According to
did you see what he said? He said we're
not that we're average. Or
was that
like
that real though?
Yeah,
I think I heard Jeffrey Wright say okay, that was. Yeah. I thought Jeffrey said the internet got
the bug in there. Yeah,
I thought that was real. Jeff thought it was real. John thinks it's real.
I think it's so real.
I thought it was real. Yeah. That wasn't an AI thing. I thought I heard maybe on their show this morning.
Crap.
I thought Jeffrey corrected and said it was like computer fake.
No, it's.
I thought it was real. He said we're not. He said there must be some bad football up in the top 25, right? If we're ranked.
No, he said we're an average team. I watched this practice today. We're average. If we're a top 25 team, there must be a lot of bad football going on.
Damn.
You can touch that. It's real.
And they beat Memphis.
Not fake news.
It's from John Sokoloff.
Thank you for clarifying.
Tweeted it.
And if I misheard that this morning, I apologize.
He's low key trolling Memphis when he says that.
Well, I think he. I mean, he's right. By the way, like
no, I don't disagree with him.
The group of five is a joke this year. Like it's really not impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, South Florida was at one time, it looked like they were impressive, but, you know, North Texas hasn't played or beaten anybody.
Well, it's kind of petered out.
Boise State's not even in the mix this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I think
Tulane came on the road and got up.
Navy can really set it up, right? You beat Memphis?
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
But Navy.
Still in.
That win over South Florida is impressive.
Yeah.
Like, but, that's the one thing about them.
Right.
Maybe they are quality enough to win this league. We had written them off. We said coming out of that Notre Dame game, they'd be too banged up to beat South Florida. That
was an impressive win.
No question. Very much so.
Yeah.
Now we're going to the American. New coaches in this league next year. Are we going to have 1.5 with all the exits? 1.5 exits.
Kind of related to, and this, I really intended this more like coaches who are leaving, not necessarily getting fired, because I don't know who is and who isn't getting fired. But late last night, I don't know if you saw this, but South Florida's AD said that he and Alex Golish continue to have a lot of great conversations, and both he and Coach Golish know how fully invested we are in his long-term future at South Florida. We won't discuss the details of those conversations publicly. We all appreciate how totally locked in Coach Golish has stayed on our program and student-athletes throughout the season, despite what a lot of the false reports that continue to circulate online suggest. Okay, that's just the AD. Whatever, right?
Yep.
Golish came back and quote-tweeted it and said, let's go, with the bulls up emoji saying, #come to the bay. See, that's a coach that's not leaving. That's how you move when you're not leaving. Seems like he's really, like,
no, I think you're on something. I think that's significant.
Yeah, like if he was in negotiations or thinking about leaving, I think you just don't touch it, right? You don't even acknowledge it.
Let
him say what he says, and then you just keep doing your business. But because he quote tweeted and kind of stamped and saying he seems very excited about it, it seems like he will not be taking another job. Which, I mean, he's been mentioned for some jobs. That
he's mentioned in the Sporting News thing about Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss,
he's
Arkansas.
Nine.
You
not
know?
That saying he's the odds on or anything. He's looked down on this list of 10.
Yeah,
he's still mentioned.
Feels like an interesting domino.
I wonder with losing that Navy game how much of the luster came off of
him. I'm sure it did.
Now again, you want to be in this one because of this coaching carousel. There's so much opportunity.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how much of the luster came off of him. If you're not in the conference title game yet,
right?
He has built South Florida up into a contender.
He's the most resourced team in the league, so that's part of it, right? I mean, he could say that.
Yeah,
I mean, like I don't know what, like, if Oklahoma State wanted him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they rank in the Big 12 with money? They may not rank well with money, so
right.
He may say, yeah, I'd rather be the top dog in my worst conference, and I can wait it out. I'll be back,
because he's going to say I can beat Ryan Silverfield.
100%
he's
going to say that.
He's going to say I owe him.
And he's going to be looking at it like...
And Tulane will have a new coach.
He's going to be looking at it like Hawk, exactly. Like, oh, Tulane's going to have a new coach. And
which they will.
You know, I mean, who knows, right? So I think he's looking at it like, you know, you would like Silverfield to be looking at it, but really he's probably in a better position than Memphis is because I mean, they've just been better than Memphis the last couple of years, or at least this year. So,
do you think Laird would hire Silverfield if Eli leaves now? Now that he's out of the race.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Could he sell him to Missouri fans?
Where is Drinkwitz going? Do we know? Like,
some say Penn State.
Okay.
I mean, I think Drinkwitz is good.
Now, to your point, Eli has said, I'm in.
Right.
Some version of that. I don't know if he went out and tweeted.
We'll talk to Wolken about this. But here is the thing. There aren't a ton of candidates out there. There just aren't. There's not a ton of, like, 9-10 game a year winning coaches that are out there. So,
well, a lot of guys that are hot or might be staying at home. Like, that's right. Brom could have been.
Right.
It's come off of him. But your boy, we'll see. Clark is at his alma mater. No.
Yeah.
I thought that he was the next question they're asking him. A guy that was asking whether he'll leave his alma mater. You know, some guys get comfortable at home.
I get the vibe, and I listened to him for an hour. He would leave. I feel it just feels like.
Well, he's earned it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think your alma mater is probably fine. With
and his whole situation is going to change. He's going to lose that quarterback. You know,
exactly.
You got the Jerry Kill little short term thing going.
I'm leaving one out that stayed home, stayed at his alma mater, stayed out of it. But anyway, point being,
And Mullen apparently is going to stay at UNLV. That's what he said. Now I question
few candidates
that.
Off the table.
I bet Dan Mullen would leave UNLV despite him saying
that.
Yeah. He'd leave.
Of course he would.
Yeah. In fact, I would almost go as far as to say. Dan Mullen, I'd give it 50-50 he's in Vegas next year.
But I think Dan Mullen, what's working against him with these jobs is that they have seen his most recent stint in the SEC, right? And he wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. But, you know, I think it's tough. Like, would you rather, if you're a Missouri, you know, talk yourself into a guy that in Silverfield who's won 10 games a year and never been in the SEC, or a retread in Dan Mullen? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. And I think I can make a case for either one of those guys. I don't know. It'd be interesting. Laird gave him the Teflon contract. So how could he not possibly be interested if he loses his head coach? Because you're running, like, first of all, Missouri is not going
to be interested,
be,
but you got to sell it.
Oh, you got to sell it
to your donors and sell it to your fans.
But, you know,
I don't know if Ryan's added more to sell since Laird gave him that contract.
What was Elijah Drinkwitz? What was
good
his
program?
What was his, you know, what he was coming over from App State, right? And what did he had won a Sun Belt. He was there for a year. I mean, he was only there for 1 year and he won the Sun Belt, you know. So I don't think Missouri fans would look at what Silverfield has done in Memphis and say, oh my goodness, like no chance. I think they'd be fine with it.
I like Drinkwitz.
So I don't know. I'm ambivalent towards him. I feel like he was, you know, he's fine. He's fine. He's a fine coach. And Penn State's got to hire somebody too. So. I don't know. Maybe the dominoes aren't quite done yet for old Ryan Silverfield. Arkansas's got to hire somebody. You know, Oklahoma State's got to hire somebody.
Jeez.
There's a lot of jobs that come open, you know? So
I want to know how you sell 6 years, no conference title, but or an appearance, but
yeah,
I think what you're kind of saying is there's going to be some average to below average coaches that are going to bounce. That's why I keep bringing up Lebby, and I know he's got a losing record probably this year after he loses to Ole Miss in all likelihood. But like, people love these offensive kind of guru gimmicky type dudes who are young, and I think you're going to see some younger kind of like the G.J. Kinney guy at Texas State. Like, even these guys who are like, you know, 7-5 are going to go places.
No, I do need to give you some bad news.
What's that?
Jeff Lebby's not getting another job.
Probably not.
Okay, his record is 7-16.
It's really rough.
He is not. You're stuck, brother.
I'm playing what you guys did with Silverfield, trying to sell him to Ole Miss the other day.
Now Ryan Silverfield has a winning record at Memphis.
I could see a scenario
He's
where it happens.
50-24.
Hey,
there's a big difference.
You may get surprised on that one, by the way. I know that sounds bananas to you. I get it.
If there's a report out of Baton Rouge Advocate that if they don't get Lane Kiffin, then Eli Drinkwitz and John Summerall are the next targets.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so it's just another possible landing spot for Eli and maybe an opening for Ryan.
All I'm saying is I don't think it's a guarantee that Silverfield is 100% not going to get another job yet. Like, I think depending on how many dominoes fall, like, there is just going to be a job that looks around and says, man, you know, the Memphis football coach has 9 wins or 8 wins, and he's got 50-24, and he's won four bowls in a row. And
maybe there is a God.
Can there really be a better coach out there for us at this point, unless we just take a shot on the, you know, first? I'm not saying it's the right move, to be clear, obviously. I'm just saying that, you know, these ADs aren't always the sharpest tools in the shed. And they're not going to know down to down what we know. They're not going to be watching Memphis football nearly as closely as we do.
No, but no search for him either is going to spit out Ryan Silverfield's name first.
That's fair.
And that's Bobby who Knight? Those guys lean on. I mean, you lean on the search firm when you're not. That's what Tom did in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a football guy. And so if he goes that route, Ryan's name won't be the first one off on the list.
It will not.
Because there are no Coach of the Year awards. That's how those things pop up. Conference titles. Those aren't there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sell them on wins.
Yeah.
Right? And running a good program that, you know, finishes fourth and sixth in the American, where they have the most money. I just think that's a hard sell. I'm in the SEC. We've had some excitement with Eli. We've got some full state. What, we win 5 games to start the year this year?
Yes. Like 7-3.
You know, they've kind of reached a new level, and you got to credit Eli because that thing was rough at first. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing when he got it. So. I don't know, man. I think you can take a stab at something a little better.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
With all due respect,
what the job is, which, you know, it's hard to know. But anyway, I think the number here is going to be over 1.5. 1.5 new coaches in the American next year. That's my prediction. Lock it in.
Over. Okay. I'll go with you.
Summerall and a mystery candidate.
I was going to say, if we're counting out Golish, then who's the other one? Because Ryan ain't.
No, it's a mystery candidate. It's a mystery
candidate. I see you're holding out hope.
Well, like these academy coaches have had great success in this league and haven't bounced because they like running their – they're in it.
I don't know how attractive those guys are, maybe. I mean, I do wonder about the Navy coach. Like, at what point does he start to get a little bit of respect? But – seems like those guys just don't ever end up on any lists for whatever reason. All right, we'll come back then. Here's the good news. We're going to have a college football insider. You know, you can run it by him. Say, Silverfield, out of here. Any chance at all? I can't sell it.
I don't. Okay. I think you can run it by him.
Woken sells it. Woken, last time we had him on, really sold it. We'll talk to him about, you know, just that possibility for Ryan Silverfield, you know, how he might sell it, right?
How Lane's handling this.
Lane, absolutely. Yeah. John Sumrall's candidacy. Lots to get to with Dan. We'll do that in the second hour. Stick around. Jason and John, Howdy Trying to FM, ESPN. Dan Wilkins going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about the coaching carousel. Lane Kiffin. I'm holding wood wheel in the turning lane. Another great one there from Mike Jones. Don't forget. We'll never let you die on this show, Mike Jones. We will hold that flame eternal. Lane. Mike Jones is going to join us next week. As a matter of fact, I've already booked it. He's going to be joining us alongside Paul Wall and Slim Thug.
Yeah, I'll make sure to take that day off.
We'll talk to Dan Wilkin about all of that at 12:25. So We'll get the lowdown, man. We'll get his thoughts on all of it, and looking forward to it. In college basketball, around college basketball, obviously got Purdue and Memphis later today, 5:00. Memphis is a 15-point favorite, or excuse me, underdog. I wish they were a 15-point favorite. That would be extremely nice. Last night, UConn hosted Arizona, and we should probably start talking about Arizona as a national champion contender because they go into gamble on $2 beer night. Nobody does that. Nobody goes into gamble on $2 beer night and wins, let alone with a bunch of freshmen. And that's what happened last night for the Arizona Wildcats, who are currently number 4. That obviously is about to change next week. Now, in fairness to UConn, big man, senior center, Terrace Reed did not play. So I think that impacted the game in a major way. But UConn still closes a 4.5-point favorite. And it was this, it was this Arizona front court and this Arizona offense, man. I mean, that was kind of – it was a grown man game. It was a grown man game last night, and if you weren't going to be a grown man, you could not play in it. Koa Pete, 16-12. We've talked about him.
He's unbelievable.
We've talked about him as a Grizz target.
He is huge.
Massive young man. And again, you know, he's 6'8", but he's built very, you know, very sturdily.
And they got all this European connection
yep.
going on.
Yep.
Big crevasse.
Big Krivas, Mo Krivas, had 9 and 14. Former Memphis Tiger Jaden Bradley had 21.
You were talking about they're all young except for him.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you. How much are they paying Jaden Bradley? He has been there and he has been fantastic. That's who Penny was going to get. He visited before you had to settle for Javon.
Yep.
Do you remember?
I remember very well.
We thought he was coming.
I believe Jaden Bradley took a picture, you know, with the boom box. It's like when Penny gets the kid in here and he takes a picture with the boom box, he always gets those kids till Jaden Bradley.
If you had had him, would you have ever had PJ Haggard? Would you have bought PJ in to play next to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have, wouldn't you? That's what I said. You wouldn't have had Tyrese.
Yeah, Jaden has kind of done
But like, you would have had Jaden.
At Arizona, yeah. Like, if you look at Arizona's teams, you know, the last few years, like, Jaden has played. I believe he was even coming off the bench last year. I mean, he's been a very malleable.
Well, think about it here, though. He's playing, and he gets offers from folks like Arizona.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So keep the idea kept him that long. I'm fantasizing. That kid, it's different. Penny gets him, that year is different, certainly, with Javon, because Javon Quinterly, we saw what happened with that.
And they were top 10 in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
With Javon Quinterly.
And he was the first choice earlier in the recruitment cycle. We all thought that because of that, you know, Penny was locking down those visits.
It's little decisions like that.
But he was good last night. All I thought about was
he's been great. He's been there like
gosh,
to your point. This is third year there.
Yeah,
I mean, folks, this.
I don't know. It's a bigger, larger discussion. Can you keep a guy like him 3 years at Memphis now?
You know what?
When you just lost an AP All-American, second team AP All-American, PJ Haggard.
You probably can't.
I don't think so.
But can you keep a guy like that for two?
Yeah, you have to, and then keep the locals around him.
Right. I mean, I think that, folks, this is what we're talking about, right? Every time we talk about these best these teams in America that are top 10, top 15. Like, we can go down the list, and every single one of these rosters is going to have a guy or two or maybe even three
on
who
the
have
floor.
Been there.
35 minutes last night for him. On the floor, has been there, as John said. You got to have those kind of dudes.
Like, Purdue, when you see this tonight, right, that's one of the advantages, is that Fletcher Lawyer, Braden Smith, and Trey Coffin-Wren have been there together forever.
That Lawyer kill you by himself with shooting.
I mean, that's the difference. They added a couple of pieces, but even CJ Cox, who's like a role player for them, has been there for 2-3 years. I mean, Braden Smith played with Zach Edey in the national championship game 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's how long that kid has been there. He's taking less to be there. So because he's, you know, Braden Smith's making, just as some context, he's making less than PJ Haggerty is making at Kansas State.
Yeah, nuts.
Probably
he's converted to something.
He believes in the coach. He believes in the community and all those things.
Everybody's trying to get Matt over the hump.
Exactly
get
right.
Him a title.
But if you look at we could do this exercise, you know, probably in our sleep. But if you look at, you know, the majority of.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.